fashionista is the one and only Joan Lincoln.
Oh, Tony and Christy, I don't know if Nikki's on, but you know what? Well, you know what I was doing 10 years ago?
No.
I was signing legal documents for my first small business.
Oh.
Yep. I had educated myself at SCORE presentations, small business. I was with my attorney. I was learning all kinds of things about being a small business owner. And the business plan like made me twitch, you know, preparing that document. Oh. But, you know, I had been in retail, so marketing was I was comfortable with it. You know,
yeah, you were good at it. I remember 30 years ago you were doing it.
Yeah. I had managed, you know, some of the local malls with some other folks. And then I went to work for a few small businesses. So I learned how to, you know, market that level of business. And then I had to self-promote myself. And so fast forward, here we are 10 years later. And I'm relaunching my business on Tuesday, which I'm very excited about. You know, we finally got the green light to safely open. I just hope we don't have to close again.
I know. We're all hoping that.
God. So, you know, it's all about, you know, do I rebrand or do I relaunch and just make my brand the same, just stronger? So, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about how to market. And, you know, we spend a lot of money on marketing. Big businesses, small businesses. You know, I wasn't planning on this, so I had to
Nobody was.
Rethink. Yeah. You know, how to relaunch a brand, but you know, it's been challenging. But I'm excited to say, come Tuesday, the 16th, Panache Vintage and Finer Consignment, Panache Home will reopen, and you know, some of my other friends out in the local market have done a lot of business online, which I thoroughly support them. I just was not an online seller. But one of my dear friends, Peggy over at Windsor Cottage, she had already planned to close her business right before the pandemic hit.
Oh, my goodness.
And so she's going to have her first sidewalk sale in her closing on Saturday, which I'm proud of her. I followed her very closely. And when I was ready to open my second business, I called Peggy and I'm like, hey, girl, what do you think? She says, oh, my gosh, please do. Please do. It'd be fun to have somebody else to refer to. So, you know, she's going to have a great sidewalk sale. It is sidewalk sale season. You know, that remember summer sidewalk sales?
Yeah.
So come on out, shop your small businesses. And, you know, we just really appreciate it. So,
yeah. I did a story earlier about a lawyer in New Zealand who gave her staff $1,000 each and said, you got to spend it locally. And small businesses, which, yeah, because we could really try to help out our small businesses, of which you are, of course, a very big part of.
Thank you. Yeah, I am really proud to be part of the Rochester small business market, let me tell you. It's a great community to be in.
Well, and we're proud to have you on our program. We you know, anything we can do, of course, to help. So Panache is opening, and a lot of small businesses will be opening. You're doing it Tuesday, and we wish you all the luck in the world and hope that we can just, you know, get back to where we should be. It may be a bit of a struggle, but let's all, you know, we're all in it together. Let's try to help each other out.